Abounding Evil. In his book, The Second Advent Premillennial, E.W. Bullinger wrote, "The New Testament is full of predictions of increasing and abounding evil, and side by side with these there are exceeding great and precious promises, 2 Peter 1:4, for the poor and afflicted, the suffering and the sorrowful, the hated and persecuted, and this during the continuance of the present dispensation. There is no period between the present time and the coming of Christ in glory in which the saints are viewed or contemplated as being free from conflict, no time when they shall cease to mourn or be free from sorrow and tribulation. Yet there is to come a blessed time when there shall be no more curse," Revelation 22, verse 3. But that is essentially a divine work requiring all of the might of omnipotence. Not to any body of men, however holy or educated, not to any church, however orthodox, is committed the miraculous work of eradicating evil and sin from creation. No,